At this point, it's important to clarify a couple of things. First, remember that we are not interested in cases of routine corrections. Routine correction often occurs when the teacher is surveying the students to get the correct answer to a problem. For example, a student says that the answer is 15, and then because that student is incorrect, the teacher asks other students for their answers. Statements such as, "No, that is not correct," or "You should have gotten 9," are other examples. Equally important to note is that when the remediation is incorrect, confusing, or off track, even if it's extended procedural or conceptual remediation, it should not be scored. For instance, if the teacher intervenes to correct an error or to solve a student difficulty, but then adds to the confusion with a poorly worded explanation, it should not be considered when scoring remediation. Three more things to note. Any of these types of remediation can occur in whole group, small group, or individual instruction. That is, we see instances of remediation when the teacher is actively leading a presentation, when the students are working in groups, or when the students are working individually at their desks. Also, if a teacher orchestrates a student remediation of another student's error, it counts as remediation. Finally, if some portion of the response to students muddles the mathematics, the score may be adjusted downward. For instance, if a teacher addresses a student conceptual difficulty, but also partially misrepresents a mathematical idea in doing so, it could be scored as a mid rather than a high.